January 20th, 2020. 12 hours, 12 minutes, 18 seconds.
Okay, ma'am. So, like I said, I'm just going to have a couple questions for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and you said that Unit 83's son is home?
83, the sons are home, and I'm going to go there to the unit because she's at work, the mother.
Okay.
And the number the number I'm calling you from is my cell phone.
Okay, alrighty. So, what type of gun was involved and mentioned? Do you know?
I don't know. It's a little, like, it went, you could see it from one wall, and then it went into the roof, and it's a small little hole. So I don't know what type of gun it is. I just know the neighbors next door in the past with this particular tenant had issues with them before, and they told me that he has guns because, you know, when they had an issue, he came out with them with guns. That was a few years back before we owned the property.
Okay, so the tenant has brought out guns before with other people who have lived there?
In that neighborhood, yeah, because it's in a cul-de-sac.
Okay. So I just need to get a description of the tenant who lives at 81. What's their name?
Okay, the name is Edward R. Gendron. G-E-N-D like David, R. O. N. Jr.
Okay.
And his date of birth is... Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you his date of birth, so...
Yep.
What's his date of birth?
9/11/62.
Do you have a phone number for him?
Yes. Hold on. Let me look at him.
Okay. While you're looking for that, is he white, black, Hispanic?
Oh, he's white.
Okay, and you said he's slightly disabled, what did you mean by that?
He walked with two canes because of a back surgery and hip. He has, like, hip issues. So he walked with two, you know, like those two canes that they put the cuffs in their forearm.
So, like, the crutches?
Yeah, it's almost like a crutch. Yeah, but exactly. But the cuff goes in their forearm, and then that's how he walks.
Yeah, I know which ones you're talking about.
Yeah. And he has a cell phone. It's 203-819-1173.
203-819-1173?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you have any other descriptors of him other than that he's a white male?
Oh, he's short. Well, his license says his height is 69 inches. He does wear glasses. He is shaved, bald head, completely shaved. But he's not as tall anymore because of his back. And he walks, like, bent over. And the other person that was there, I don't really know their first names. I never was able to get their last names. That's why on the eviction notice, they're considered as two Jane Doe's and one John Doe. So there's a white... heavy set woman that was her name was Carrie, I don't know her last name, and she had like light blondish brownish hair. And then there's another woman there, her name is Laura, she's white, she's thin, and her name is Laura, she's also a young white woman, late 30s. And then there was a heavy set white man with a beard. His name is Jamie, fat guy. And supposedly his truck, because I called the neighbor earlier, before she went to work, she said his car is not in the driveway. And the marshal also confirmed there's no cars in the driveway. The only vehicle that's there is Mr. Ned's, Edward's truck that's outside of the driveway. On the street. Parks it on the street because it's not registered.
Okay, ma'am, let me just finish putting all the information in. Okay, so besides the disability, does he have any medical or mental conditions that we need to be aware of?
Mental, I don't know. I know he can get very aggressive. I don't know because of his medications. I mean, he does take a lot of pain medication, so.
Okay. Does anyone have a key? Like, do you have a key?
I do have a key. Yep, I do have a key on hand.
Oh, okay. So, an officer will be dispatched as soon as possible. They're actually on their way there now, so just call us back immediately if anything changes or if you have any further information, okay?
Oh, okay, so I'm driving, so I'm leaving both my office to drive there, so I'll be like any like another 10 minutes.
Okay, and what's your first and last name, ma'am?
My name is Naomi, N-O-E-M-I, Oliveri, O-L-I, V like Victor, I-E-R-I.
And a callback phone number for you? And repeat your phone number to verify it. I just want to make sure that I did hear you correctly.
Okay, sure.
Okay, and you said you'll have an ETA of 10 to 15 minutes?
Yep, and I'll be in a black Jeep, Grand Cherokee Jeep.
Okay, all righty. Okay.
And what was your name, officer?
I'm dispatcher 460.
460?
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. The officer's already on their way to the address, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you. I'll be there shortly. Thank you.
All right, I'll let them know. All right, bye-bye.